Again, I'll say good morning, church members, and good morning to everyone, especially if there's anyone in our midst that have not received the Lord Jesus Christ as his or her personal Savior. Today is the right time, because you didn't come here this morning by choice. God wake you up, and he brought you here that you could hear the good news, how he is able to save you from a sinner to a saint. So please, take that opportunity. There's an old saying, opportunity that lost can never be regained. Before we open the word of God, let's take the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Heavenly Father, for such a great privilege you give us, that we could say this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Father, none of us don't know if we'll see tomorrow. But you promised us that today, if you hear my voice, harden not your heart. Heavenly Father, we pray that they will, if there's any in our midst, give them a receptive heart. Remove the stony heart and give them a heart of flesh, that your word will penetrate the heart. And before they walk out from the door, they'll say, Lord, what do you want me to do? And they will, the answer is simply clear and plain. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved. So Father, we pray that this will be done according to your will. We ask this in the wonderful name of your Son, our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Our scripture this morning, just one verse. I have several verses, but we'll concentrate on that first one. Matthew chapter 27, verse 22. Matthew 27, 22. It read, Pilate saith unto them, what then shall I do with Jesus, which called the Christ? They all says to him, let him be crucified. Then John chapter 19, Verse 4 and 5. John 19:4-5. Pilate then went out again and said to them, behold, I bring him out to you, that you may know that I find no fault in him. Verse 5. Then Jesus came out wearing the crown of thorns and the purple robe, and Pilate saith to them, underline that for me, please. Behold the man. I think with that, behold that man, I could say, well, the meeting, let's go home. It's a package. It's a complete package. Then you have to open it. To find out how good it is, what's in it. Because there was a time that I couldn't say nothing concerning the Lord Jesus Christ. But I beheld the Lord Jesus Christ. I opened the package and I find how good it means to my life. And friend, it goes to you. Behold the man. Thanksgiving is just around the corner. Everyone making preparation, traveling to have nice meal with the family. But there is one thing that's more important than Thanksgiving Day. Jesus is coming again. And if you do not prepare to meet him, Your preparation for Thanksgiving means nothing. As the word of God reminds us, prepare to meet the Lord. And if you do not prepare, you have no one to blame. You'll only blame yourself. Because God gives us all the privilege, all the opportunity that we need, that we could settle the sin matter once and for all with his son, the Lord Jesus Christ. My friend, as you read in Matthew, we read about the story, how they treated the Lord Jesus Christ, all what he goes through. Isaiah reminded us, he was wounded for who? For his transgression? Is this? For our transgression. Now just simply put it like that. He was wounded for my transgression. He accept all the stripe was laid upon him because of my sin. And the Lord laid upon him the iniquities of us all. Now just erase us all. Just put you. See yourself in the bracket. We intend to rest upon people. Say, he there, he'll be able to do it. I don't need to be there. But to know the Lord Jesus Christ, we cannot blame, rest on our mother, rest on father, on friends. Everyone must give an account of his life. Galatians 6:7 tells us, be not deceived, God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. I cannot take blame for you. Whether you or, for instance, me, my wife, and my children, I become a believer. My children cannot rejoice, say, Daddy is a believer. I don't need to accept Christ as my Savior. They need to come to the Lord Jesus Christ. Come now, let us reason. The Lord wants to reason with you the same matter. But you, if you keep on dragging yourself behind, it will be too late. We know not the day nor the hour the Lord Jesus Christ will return. Today I'm there bringing the word of God. Tomorrow you might hear Brother Benedict gone. And everyone may say, you see, yesterday the brother was there with us, you know. He brings forth the gospel, the message. But we don't know. Sometimes we do sing, life at best is very brief, like a falling of a leaf, meantime. Fleeting days are telling fast, and the soul, thine will soon be cast. But the fatal line be passed. Be in time. Be in time, be in time. While the voice of Jesus calls you, be in time. If in sin you longer wait, you might have no open gate, and your cry be just too late. Be in time. Now is the time. Boast not of yourself for tomorrow. We do not know what tomorrow will bring. Do it now. Now. God's time is now. We cannot boast of tomorrow. We might not see tomorrow. We see today. Then Pilate said to them, what? Behold. Behold the man. Say, what shall I do with Jesus, which is called the Christ? And this is up to you. I know I could tell you I did something with it. I did something with the Lord Jesus Christ. And now I could boast of him. Because he have given me more than I could hold. Every believers in the Lord could boast of the Lord. Because the psalmist reminds us, let the redeemer of the Lord say so, whom the Lord have redeemed from the hands of an enemy. And the Lord redeemed us. The Father sent his Son to be the Savior of the world. John 1:12 reminds us, but as many as receive him, to them gave he power, who becomes the Son of God. Behold the man.
Behold him. He is more than a man. He is our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, the one who died for you, the one who paid a price that you and I had deserved to pay. But thanks God for his mercy, his goodness, his grace, that by his grace, many of us are here today. Because the Lord is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. 2 Peter 3:9. The Lord is not willing that any should perish. Because when we think of people that doing things, we'll say to ourselves, for us, we'll just cut up that, take that person out among us. But God does not think not like the way you think, like the way I think. Just like the heaven is higher than the earth, so his thoughts higher than our thoughts. His ways are not our ways. See? Just like people will say during the time, long, long ago, we read in the scripture, we say for so long, Lord, the Lord say he will return, and we haven't seen him. Peter has to say, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness. I count slackness because sometimes I keep say, I'll do that for you all, and I don't come. I do not keep to my promise. But the Lord never break his promise. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is an unchangeable God. The thing that he said from years ago, don't think the Lord forget it. Because if the Lord was a man or was a savior or one who would pass upon his word, you know what happened? Things would be upside down. When the Lord speaks, he doesn't reverse on his word. Man does reverse, but not the Lord. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. That's why he could say, Pilate could say, what shall I do with Jesus, which is called the Christ? And it goes to you. It goes to believers and unbelievers. Because sometimes we do forget that we serve in a God, not a simple man, a mighty God. A mighty God. We do forget. An unbeliever. God is alive. He is alive. You know why? Matthew 18:20 reminds us. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, here am I in the midst. He is here. He is here. Now, since he is there, and you know you haven't settled the sin matter with him, say like, just call him like the Philippian jailer called to Paul and Silas. So, what must I do to be saved? Acts 16:31. The answer is that. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. Believe. Just believe. Behold the man. Behold the man. He's more than a man. He is more than a man. For us to see how great that man is. John 5:7. John 5:7. John 5:7. We'll see the kind of man which we deal with. It's not any ordinary man. We hear the story, we read about it. How in that pool, there's a certain name. Then The sick man answered him, which is the Lord Jesus Christ, that same man, "Sir, I have no man to put me into the pool when the water is up. But while I'm coming down, another step down before me." Then it goes, says, "What would you want me to do for you?" Say, "Arise, take up your bed and walk." He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. There are one in our midst that need healing. You may say, "I can walk. I don't need no one to put me into the water." Forget about the little water. Speak about the spiritual wood. That water, you need cleansing. And that cleansing can only be found in the Lord Jesus Christ. Because why? He's the water of life. He alone that is able to cleanse you. You need to walk. You need cleansing. And only the Lord Jesus Christ who is able to cleanse you. Then again, we read in John chapter 3, verse 2. This man came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Nicodemus, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher, come from God, for no one can do these things that you do unless God be with him." He realized, Nicodemus, he was a member of the Sanhedrin, teacher, but there is something which he didn't know. Jesus Christ, the greatest of all, master of all. Do you know Jesus Christ as your Savior? We who know the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior, we can rejoice. We can rejoice. But if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, it's true sometimes we sing nice choruses. It sounds nice, pleasant. But what the word of God really means to your life? Sometimes when one of the members of the family passed away, especially if they do not know Christ as the Savior, you will find the best hymns. They put that in the lick flip. Nice hymns. Nice singing. But even though you sung nice hymns, it will not take you from hell to heaven. It will not. You're only wasting your time. Because the most important thing that we must do, instead, it's best they don't sing nice hymns for you. But you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. Amen. Yeah. Because you know why? People are always saying that. You will take a pig. You dress the pig. Put the best outfit on it. And just drop it. There's a pond of water. Where it will go? In the water. As his habit, it's a pig. So nice songs, polish us with nice songs, nice hymn. Pray, bring a nice ceremony that will not lead us to heaven. Because no one cannot change me. I'm just Benedict Edmund. No matter what you do, even though you twist me up and all around, I'm still Benedict.
Now, the only thing that could make a difference in that person is, do you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? When we accept the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior, we could boast of the Lord. Because what the world couldn't do for me, Jesus did it for you. Jesus paid it all. Christ is the answer. You know what, all what that going on in this world, running from here to there. They run into the wrong place at the right, wrong time. Jesus is the answer. Because John 10:10 tells us, the devil come to kill, steal, and destroy. But I come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. Abundant life could only be found in the Lord Jesus Christ. Then, we have again in John chapter 2, verse 5. We concerning the marriage in Canaan. When wine or everything done, no wine. And Jesus came, says, okay, pull the water pot. Full it up to the brim. Now, I sure any of us would have said, what are you saying there? Just full water. When that banquet asks for water. That's strange. They keep on asking questions. What the mother says, do whatever he says to do. Just do it. That's it. Now, even in nowadays, when we speak to someone, confront somebody concerning the gospel, say what? Just believe. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe. It's too simple. Some will say, okay, what happened? What about the old God that was there before? So it's not good. You turn to a new God. That some will say. But one thing we do know, obedient is better than sacrifice. We cannot sacrifice anything to the Lord. Simply obey him. Obey him. It goes again. Behold the man. Behold him. You have the full package. Then you have to open it to see, to search and see what's in it. Then you will see the goodness of it. I could have a mango, cut it, I taste it. You'll ask me, Brother Edmund, how sweet it is. Even though it's sour, I'll tell you it's sweet. Because you don't taste it. I'm the one that tasting it. Okay? Then sometimes, especially if I don't want to give you, I'll give you a piece. Well, you already said it's sour. I don't want. But if you test it, you'll say, Brother Edmund, you tell me it's sour and so sweet, like you didn't want to give me a piece. Exactly. Unless we test the Lord, we cannot see the sweetness, the goodness that is in it. Oh, test and see that the Lord is good. We have to taste it. And the only way that we can taste it is to receive the Lord Jesus Christ in our life. Receive him. I don't want to take much of the time because I want it. Okay, in closing, we'll take one. Mark 4:41. Mark chapter 4, verse 41. It says concerning his disciples, they were in the ship and the Lord Jesus Christ were taking a nap. Now, before the storm, all these things, you think the Lord Jesus Christ didn't know what would happen? He knew it. Then, when they saw the storm, prosperous, and they feared exceedingly and said to one another, who can this be that even the wind and the sea
Do what? Obey him. If the wind and the sea obeying the Lord Jesus Christ, who is you and I that we shouldn't be obeying him? No, it calls for obedience. It calls for obedience. My friend, your friend, may turn their back on you. But my Savior promises he'll never leave us, nor forsake us. If we only, like Psalms, Proverb chapter 3, 5 and 6 tells us, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thy own understanding, but in all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he will do what? He will direct our path. We need someone to direct our path because we cannot direct on our own. We are weak, but God is mighty. He's able to hold us with what? With his powerful hand. So we pray. It's our prayer that believers, we will continue to rest in the Lord. And unbelievers, if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, acknowledge the Lord in your life and your path will be directed. Shall we pray? Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. We pray that your word will not return unto a void, but it will touch the heart of man, a woman, a boy, and a girl. And we who have known your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, as our Savior, Father, you will rekindle the fire in our life that will fasten our eyes upon your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. As the Apostle Peter could remind us, we can do all things through Christ which strengthens us. Father, we need the strength. We need direction. We need protection from you. We lay all these petitions before your holy presence. We ask this in all, no other name, but in the name of your Son, our Savior, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.